In Northwest News on KPLU, when you turn on the tap and water comes out, there's a tendency to think it's free. But increasingly, there's a push to recognize water as the precious commodity it is by putting a higher price on it. More from KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Water as the oil of the 21st century. That was the headline on an event in Seattle put on by the Clean Tech Alliance. Kerry Gersten is an energy entrepreneur and a regular at these breakfast panels. This one, he says, struck a chord.
The reason why is because water is essential to us. I mean, without water, we don't have life.
He says the statistics on world water markets made him realize how much water is wasted in some places and recycled in others.
That countries like Israel are reclaiming 80 to 90% and reusing it, and other places not at all.
That's why it makes sense to him now that California Governor Jerry Brown has imposed mandatory water restrictions. People like Gerster with startup companies see opportunities in the looming crisis. They could make money on everything from desalination technology to new pipes and other infrastructure. Analysts say the emerging markets could be worth trillions in the coming decades. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.